Welcome to Comic Timing, a comics podcast devoted to the casual fan of the comic book genre. Today, Toby Cook and myself, Ian Levenstein, do a test run and just shoot the breeze about regular comic books that we are reading and the format for upcoming episodes of Comic Timing. Here is episode zero of Comic Timing.
All right, so we got that all taken care of.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, with this being, you know, our test episode, this is mainly just going to be so people can kind of get an idea of, you know, what we're gonna do in the course of the show. I mean, if we're shooting for an hour, hour and a half, you know, we're going to have to set some sort of timeline.
Yeah.
As far as what we want. I think opening with the news is a good idea.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, we want to talk about, you know, what's happened, like, the past week or however, whenever we do the recording.
Yeah.
And I think definitely, you know, with the first episode, you know, covering, you know, what's been going on. There was some great stuff that came out of Pittsburgh Comic Con, so. Mostly
yeah.
DC stuff. It's an interview on CBR with George Perez.
Mm-hmm.
That. Talked about Brave and the Bold, which I'm looking forward to.
So. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, Brave and the Bold, so. I mean, I've been wanting to see that come back for years now, so I'm glad to see that
yeah.
we finally get the opportunity to see it back.
Wayne's
going to be the writer on that, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay, good.
And also, you know, Perez mentioned he wants to do Legion of Superheroes, which I'll put that in a heartbeat.
Okay. Sweet.
So.
Hell yeah. Yeah, and let's see, from there, obviously... Got to talk about the fact that Civil War number one coming out the same week as Infinite Crisis number seven, Marvel
yeah.
trying to steal the thunder yet again, as it were.
I don't think they're gonna do it. I mean, granted, you know, we were talking about that intro movie that they did.
Yeah.
That was actually pretty well done.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I was like you said, we both had different ideas as to how it was gonna play out, but.
Well,
I think that voice, man, was unmistakable, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Max and Gore did a great job, man. I mean, what can I say? I mean, no,
yeah.
the one thing that got me about the whole thing, though, is still they're giving away way too much ahead of time. Seriously. I mean,
with Civil War?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even want to see those preview pages the first time around. You know? Like, I wanted to be, you know, almost completely in the dark this time around, and Marvel doesn't know how to do that.
Well, I don't think they're giving too much away. Simply for the fact that we know something big happens in Sanford. We know that there's a big thing, but I think what they're building on is the key to this event is more how things progress from there.
Yeah.
Because we know about the whole situation with Alpha Flight, you know. And I think one of the things we're going to have to establish, spoilers.
Boy, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. We got to be careful about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we'll give a general warning that if any spoilers do slip, you know, we'll make sure to let people know ahead of time that we are indeed going to be talking spoilers. But
yeah,
should we go like mostly against the spoilers? I guess like try to keep them to a minimum.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I mean, the comic geeks, you guys can do it.
Well, exactly.
You know, the only
yeah.
time they really do spoilers is, you know, when they're talking Infinite Crisis.
Yeah.
But. No, that's already assuming people have, most everybody has read the issue, which most have.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, when we're talking 52, and when we're talking, you know, Road to Civil War, I guess we can give away maybe, like, the main ideas of the story, but not really give away anything about the issues themselves, so.
I think, you know, we can do that. That shouldn't be much of a problem.
Yeah, and I mean, I think for the first episode we do have a decent amount of stuff to cover, and now with the trade or quarter bin section, are we going three books or are we going one book?
I think two each.
Okay.
Two each.
All right, that
from
works.
From me, just.
Okay. Yeah,
and I've got a couple of books that I'm looking to
All right, cool.
One of them's a quarterback.
I said I got a decent amount of stuff here as well. So that I just went over to Midtown and Jim Hanley's and basically spent too much money today. So
what'd you pick up?
I picked up basically everything that I hadn't been able to get the past couple of weeks. I got the second issue of Aquaman 1 year later, which I could not find anywhere, that I finally found it over at Jim Hanley's, and got the second issue of Robin 1 year later. And
which, I gotta tell you, Robin, there's another costume change we can talk about.
Oh, yeah. I'm liking it, honestly.
I don't have a problem with it, because it shows maturity in the character.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
getting rid of the green.
Yeah. The green, honestly, it had no place in the costume. Really, I mean, like,
Robin's red anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Robins are red. The green was there almost as like, you know, that's how it was designed initially, so that's why they kept it all these years. So,
yeah. I love the cape, too.
Oh,
It definitely has more of a bird-like feel to it.
Oh, definitely. And, I mean, like, also, it keeps in form with Batman's cape a bit also, which is
right,
nice.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's got kind of that sleek design.
Yeah.
So
I picked up Monster number 2, the manga, because basically Around Comics turned me on the Monster, and I am loving it. So the second issue.
I don't read manga.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
You know I don't read manga.
I know you don't read manga, but that was one of the things that I picked up. And let's see, anything else that I can think of offhand? Fantastic Four: Road to Civil War, the second part of the documentary.
Yeah, that was a complete bait and switch.
Yeah,
it did not end the way I thought it was going to.
Well, don't give anything away yet, because I have it. I just haven't read it yet, so I have a feeling that, you know, it's considering that on the cover it's you know him with the hammer. I'm sure that's not what's actually happening inside the issue itself. So considering that Marvel loves doing that,
I'll let you read it and figure out.
Exactly, yeah, and a whole bunch of other crap that I picked up. Like, I got my entire weeklies, and then I got all the stuff that I missed when I was up in Maine, so.
You've been reading Thing, right?
Yeah, I'm reading Thing. I picked up.
Did you get the latest one?
Yeah, I did. It was very good.
I don't know about the art. The art just didn't.
Well, you know,
it had a bit of a Kirby feel
to it. I like that about it.
It did, but that's with the Spider-Man thing. I don't know. I did like the bit about the costume at the end. That was funny.
In a matter of 2 seconds, he's back in his normal outfit, yeah.
Well, we didn't really take the other costume off. He just used the little holographic projector he's got.
Yeah, and I forget he has that thing, to tell you the truth, the holographic, because I really haven't seen him use it too much.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was only actually revealed in Amazing Spider-Man 530 because that's the 2.0 version of the suit.
Okay.
Trust me, with Iron Man, you used to revision upon revision.
Oh, come on, man. He's got more revisions than AOL.
Oh, ouch.
Hi-o.
Yeah. I know. But it's like, God, you look at the history of Iron Man's armor. I mean, it changes every time. Every time there's new creatine, new armor.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, let's see. Yeah. Well, my favorite bit in the entire thing was the thing with the lost numbers.
Oh, that was great.
That was.
I cracked so hard. I'm like, God, that's so geeky. That's so funny.
Oh man.
And it made perfect sense.
I know, definitely, especially with the guy like the Trapster.
Yeah, and Sandman. Yeah, fine.
Oh, man.
You know, I gotta give Dan Slott credit. Even if this book doesn't survive, he's had a good run.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, without a doubt.
I really am looking forward to that poker tournament.
Oh, please, dude. I have been looking forward to that since I heard about it. So.
It's just the energy level of this guy.
I'm
like, it's contagious. I'd been reading She-Hulk, and I'd been reading, you know, Thing just strictly off his writing, and it's just, you know, he just has so much love for the community.
Definitely.
And he's one of those people that actually puts it to use.
Yeah. The thing is great. She-Hulk is great. I want to see Dan Slott succeed. I want to see him do Spider-Man someday, because he's going to do it like kick-ass, so.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree 100%.
He would be perfect to take over Friendly Neighborhood once Peter David leaves.
You know, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Similar styles and similar comedic values.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so basically, for rundown's sake, once again, we got the Brubaker, we got Quesada's comments on Spidey, we've got... from there, what other news stories were there that we were talking about?
Let me look here. Let's see if I can find something else. Oh, they announced the director for Iron Man.
Oh yeah, and
John Favreau.
And there's a director for the is there a director or a writer? They announced on Ain't It Cool News they got I forget whether it was a director or a writer for the Mighty Thor.
There's no mention of that here.
Okay. Because I know that they have it on Ain't It Cool News, because I was just there like 5 minutes ago and it was over there.
Let me check here.
All right.
Let me check out Superhero Hype, see if there's anything there. Apparently there was an X-Men clip released,
yeah.
Too.
That I definitely want to talk about, actually, because they had the... We see the fastball special for the first time.
Okay, I gotta go watch this. Give me a second.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this clip yet.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Like, I mean, honestly, this gives me hope for this movie.
If we get to see the fastball special, then...
Oh, hell yeah. It's all worth it, man, once that happens.
Okay. Oh, it's Wolverine versus a Sentinel? Holy crap.
Yep.
In the
danger room, though, so it doesn't 100% count, but...
But we get to see the fastball special. But we get to see the danger room, finally.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I needed right there.
Hell yeah.
The danger room and everything else, you know. I really hope this movie does well, because, I mean, I don't have as much faith in Ratner. I really don't.
Well, yeah, it's kind of hard to, considering, you know, like, we expected so much out of this movie, and then, you know, when Bryan Singer chose Superman over it, you know, the entire, basically the entire scope of the movie changed for everybody, so... All right, so Brubaker news, Spidey comments on Quesada, X-Men 3 clip on Leno, IC number 7 coming out same day as Civil War number 1. And from there,
getting this. Let me try. I use IE tab with Firefox, so I don't have to open Explorer.
That's one of my favorite extensions. I never even need to look at Explorer that way, so. And, let's see, anything else offhand that I can pick up? Oh, Diodato on New Avengers is 100% official now.
Is he permanent artist now?
He's permanent artist, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's up on YouTube. Cool.
Yeah. That's actually where I saw it originally. So, all right. Let's see.
All right. Give me a second.
Okay.
I'll put you on mute real quick.
Okay.
decades. That's impressive.
Yes, definitely.
Wow. I'm very, I like that very much.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell that that it was, you know, edited a bit, but because it was for Leno, obviously, you could tell that they just wanted all the Hugh Jackman scenes possible, but holy crap, that was awesome.
That was my last cigar. I love that. That was, yeah, that was pretty good. So what time is your game tomorrow?
My game's at 1, so I'm going to be, like, heading off here in about another, like, 5 minutes, probably.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, because I gotta wake up, and basically the trains are running like crap around here today, so I've actually gotta, we gotta take, oh my god, we gotta take one train to another, to another, to another tomorrow, so we gotta head out of here at like 10:30 for the 1 o'clock game.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, at least you'll get to the stadium on time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, my dad learned his lesson from last week, because I was...
playing?
Yeah, they're playing Toronto.
Oh.
Yeah.
When, cool. Should be a good game.
Well, today we scored 17 runs, so...
Holy crap.
Yeah, this is the first time since 1935 that the Yankees scored in every single inning.
Really?
Yeah.
Every single inning?
Every single inning, except for the ninth, obviously, because we didn't play in it, so... Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, Randy Johnson had nothing, but we scored 17 runs, so I think that sort of makes up for it.
Yeah, what was the final score?
17-6.
Man, my team is doing so bad.
Yeah, I got a caller up about the Mariners on my sports show all the time, and he's like, his head is in his hands, man.
Okay, so we won the night.
Yeah.
Man, I don't get it. What is up with this team? Why are they not winning?
Pitching? I mean...
6 tonight, though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Solid.
Okay, let's see. We lead up to major crossovers, and then from there... From there, we'll do the... trader Quarterman?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other segments that you were thinking about for the show, or?
We're going to play it by ear.
All right.
We'll see what David wants to do.
All right, cool. Well, that's 7 things that I have down for now. So, Brubaker news, Spidey comments on Quesada, X-Men 3 clip on Leno, IC number 7 coming out same day as Civil War, Diodato on New Avengers.
I think that'll be good.
Yeah.
I think that'll be good.
And then the main topic, lead-ups to major crossovers, and then by Trader Quarterman.
Actually, the main topic will be costumes.
Okay, cool.
I think that's a good topic. Because if we do the lead-up to the major crossovers, it's kind of boring.
Yeah. All right.
But so. I think if we talk about, you know, costumes that we love.
Okay. All right, costumes, good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
All right. Sweet. All right, and that's actually what we can name this episode if we want to.
Costume fashion police.
Wait, say that again?
Superhero fashion police.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Queer eye for the comic book guy.
There we go. Perfect.
Oh, nice. Alright, Queer Eye.
Why the hell not, right?
Yeah. Queer Eye for the comic book guy. Nice.
I can't believe we're actually doing that on our first episode.
Oh,
that'll get people
God.
Curious.
Oh, definitely. Alright, so should I re-record an opening to include Queer Eye for the comic book guy?
Sure.
Alright, cool. So
what do you think? You think that Racer Y music is going to work?
Oh, definitely, yeah. That's actually really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it works for an opening, definitely.
Right, and we definitely should make mention who did the song and where they can find it if they want us to.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And obviously, you know,
I'll throw that out at the end of the show.
All right, sweet.
So...
Hey, how good are you at you ever designed a forums before?
Oh, no, not really. But
right.
I think we can
Okay.
Play around with it.
I'm thinking of trying to like redesign my forums a bit and try and like make them a bit more appealing to some of the other people that are coming around there, because they're sort of bland for now, to say the least.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously, I'm gonna add a section for comic timing on there for anybody who wants to discuss the show. So.
Right.
All right, so I'll save this up for now, and when I get home tomorrow, I'll make up a quick opening that we can use for it, and voila. I can even do the opening afterwards if I want, well, because considering that we're not even, you know, going to be playing that when we start, so.
Yeah, when do you want to post that? You want to do that on Monday, or?
What, the,
The first episode?
Yeah. Yeah, Monday sounds good, because Sunday I announced the episode on Around Comics, and that's going to be released on Sunday evening / Monday morning. So if we release
so we
it Monday
can,
night,
can,
then yeah.
Yeah, we can probably post it like Monday or Tuesday.
All right. Yeah, but I'll have it edited and all that and ready to roll for Monday. So.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let me know when you get the RSS feed up. And everything.
All right. Cool. Yeah, well,
so
I'm gonna
get all the Did you already submit it to iTunes?
We have to actually have one episode out, so I'm gonna tag this as episode zero, and
okay.
You know that'll basically be all we need to actually submit it to iTunes.
Okay.
All right, and then from there, you know, rock and roll.
Sounds good.
All right, awesome. So I'll go online and see if you're around when I, you know, actually get home. I should, like I said, I shouldn't be home any later than like 5 my time, which is 2 your time anyway, so.